Hi, this is Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic, and this is another episode of the MedicCast from EMS World Expo 2011 in Las Vegas. This is the wrap-up, the finale episode, and it's a two-part segment from EMS World Expo where Chris Montero and myself are joined by the other members of our ProMed Network podcast team on the stage at EMS World Expo. We bring up our product picks for our innovations we've seen at the Expo. We also discuss some of the topics and issues discussed this year at EMS World Expo. So you don't want to miss this finale episode with a lot of amazing information, product demonstrations, and everything else in both video and audio segments. So this is part one. We'll pick up with part two next week. So stay tuned and remember to catch up with links to everything discussed in these two episodes over at the MedicCast blog, mediccast.com/blog. And if you have any questions or would like to comment on anything, you can always get back in touch with me, podmedic@mac.com, and leave a message and we'll get back to you. Love to hear from you. And we'll move on right now with our finale episode coverage.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final episode at EMS World Expo 2011 in dry Las Vegas, is what I want to say right now, because my throat is killing me, my hands are chapped. I think the relative humidity is like, I don't know, -0.5. Anyway, -2. You're actually putting water into the air when you're here. I'm coming to you live today from the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation podcast studio, and this episode is sponsored by Zoll. So I'm going to introduce our guests real quick. First, we have my co-host, the lovely Scott Keir.
How are you? I'm doing great, Chris.
Right on.
A little dry, but right. I'm good.
Well, I hear you. But also joining me is Miss Nat Quibb.
Nat Quibb.
The Natalie Quibido. How are you?
The Natalie Quibido, yes.
You are?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're not going to have a problem with water where you're going to.
Apparently not.
Yeah, 20 inches of flooding. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Sorry, I always talk about the weather on my show. I don't know why.
It's one of those things. It's just one of the pleasantries of EMS Garage, the weather.
That's right, the weather.
It's like the Weather Channel, Logos on the 8s.
All right. And also joining us today is Mr. John Cloutier, who is my neighbor, practically.
Yeah, yeah.
Right down the street.
Absolutely.
Kind of, in Colorado.
Anyway. And I agree. It's very dry.
Yeah. So John is from Zoll, and tell us your title at Zoll.
Yeah. So I'm John Cloutier. I'm the EMS marketing manager for Zoll.
Okay.
And I do some product development work, and so we're here to talk about some new products.
Very cool. Well, you brought one here today. Tell us all about it.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about
it. Yeah, me too. This what we're going to talk about is a CPR dashboard to provide compressors or the rescuers who are on a cardiac arrest real-time CPR feedback, compression to compression. So I'm happy to walk through this with you and give you
absolutely
a little demonstration.
Okay. Great. Okay.
So CPR dashboard, we just received approval for this last week, and we launched this at EMS Expo here in Las Vegas. And what it's designed to do is to provide the rescuer real-time CPR compression feedback.
Okay.
So a couple of things on the screen. You'll notice ECG waveform, right? And so prior to this, if you and I did compressions or cardiac arrest, we would see a lot of motion artifact on the screen. We'd have to stop CPR, and there's that detrimental delay in perfusion. So now what this has is what's called see-through CPR as part of this whole technology. So as we're doing compressions, I'll just start doing some compressions here. You'll notice that it filters out the motion and gives you a true underlying rhythm.
Wow.
Okay. The other things that you'll notice here are a bar graph indicator, so it shows you the right depth, at least 2 inches per the Heart Association guidelines. Here, it also shows a quantitative value. So it shows you, actually, I'm doing 1.2 inches, which it's red, so it's saying push harder. So as I press harder, it's self-correcting, and now it's at 2 inches.
I love that the rate's right there, too.
The rate is there also. So apparently I'm too slow, so if I speed that up, it corrects. Okay, so real-time CPR feedback. The other thing you'll notice is a release indicator. So remember, the Heart Association says press hard, press fast, fully release, and reduce interruptions or unnecessary interruptions. So with the CPR dashboard, press hard, press fast, fully release. And then lastly, the perfusion performance index box is meant to be a graphic visualization of what should be good coronary perfusion. So if I'm doing the right rate, right depth with full release, you'll notice the PPI or perfusion performance box filling up, which represents visually good coronary perfusion. Lastly, you'll notice a CPR countdown timer. So per protocol, if you're doing 2 minutes of compressions, it counts down so the compressor can see actually how long they're on the chest for. Okay, so now we're down to 7 seconds. We've got good perfusion performance. And at time zero, it prompts us to check the ECG. It's shockable, charge it, shock it, and get back on the chest. And now we've reduced that interruption to 2 to 3 seconds.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, does that data, can I take that data too and import it in?
Absolutely. Very so nice. The E-Series records all of that data. You can download it after the call, post-event to RescueNet code review and see beat by beat, compression by compression.
Very nice. Yeah. Wow. So you said you just got approval. What does that mean?
So this is a medical device. It's regulated and governed by the FDA. So this received the 510K, or the nomenclature in our world, of approval by the FDA. So that's why we're launching it here at EMS Expo.
Right on. Yeah. So you said that you're head of product, or you're part of product development. Mm-hmm. You do some of that. Yep. So you going to give us any secrets today on anything you got coming?
Well, I'll share a secret at our booth. We're also showing RescueNet 12 Lead, our new STEMI management system as well. So
cool.
It's a beautiful thing. You can get ECGs from any device that can access the internet.
Really?
And send it to the hospital as long as they have internet access, secured login credentials, and you can see your inbox, what 12 leads are coming in from the field. And the best thing about this, we're excited to announce to the world that it's free.
Wow. Free.
Free.
Now, can I get it on my smartphone? I mean,
absolutely.
Does it go really?
You have an unlimited distribution capability. There's nothing proprietary about the ability to view it on a mobile device, as long as you have Adobe Mobile. And again, it's an unlimited distribution. So you can send it to your receiving hospital or to an unlimited number of recipients.
And from any device that'll transmit a 12 lead. That's incredible. Yeah. Wow, that's very innovative. I am very impressed. Wow.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're very
And this
excited.
Is cool, too. I mean,
I love the CPR filter.
Yeah.
I said that not long ago. I was like, man, I wish, you know, that you're wasting so much time off the chest when you're stopping to see, well, what was that? Was that my compression, or was that a waveform? And you're stopping, and that's time off of the chest, and that can't happen.
That's exactly right. Well, we know that it takes about, 9 compressions for blood to begin moving through the coronary arteries.
Right.
Excuse me. So this has really helped to reduce that interruption time downwards to about 2 to 3 seconds.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think?
It's the direction we need to go.
Right.
I mean, it's better CPR. It promotes better CPR. Everything that we're seeing now, as you said, is interruption delays.
Absolutely.
That's what's hurting us. That's what's bothering us. That's one of our shortcomings. And a product like this that can completely almost eliminate that is...
Yeah. Well, one of the other nice things about this is you notice up top it has a CO2 values. Part of this dashboard, by pressing Wave 2 and scrolling through the various screens, whichever one you as a user would like, you can also display your capnographical waveform with your CPR dashboard.
You can do it both.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
very
there you go.
Nice.
You get your airway and your circulation.
So can you send this via Bluetooth to, like, say, like your training officer or your medical director? So after you finish the code, can you transmit this to them?
Well, so what you can do is download the event data to RescueNet code review.
Okay.
It's a ZOLL file that you can easily append to an email, like an attachment.
Okay.
And as long as the viewer has RescueNet code review, they can see that exact one.
So they can give you your feedback.
And it's all real time too, because you can see that entire.
Yeah.
That entire event,
absolutely.
I love that, too.
It's amazing. The one thing that we didn't mention was we've also we're releasing Datacom, a new product called Datacom, which makes this device Wi-Fi capable.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So today it has Bluetooth, and now it has Wi-Fi capability. So if in the back of your ambulance you have an onboard motion gateway or you want to do patient care reporting, you have the ability to transmit at the speed of lightning, basically.
So you could. So I would assume then you could take that, send that through then the new, very free system, RescueNet.
RescueNet 12 lead.
The RescueNet 12 lead.
Okay.
So you could send that via the Wi-Fi too.
So not today. We've just launched it, but absolutely, that's the intent.
John Cloutier, thank you so
much.
It's a pleasure
to see everybody.
Yeah,
this is
fun. It's good. And maybe someday I'll see you at home, too.
I hope so. we keep saying this year after
exactly,
year, don't we?
Exactly, I know. We never hook up down in the... Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Charlotte,
it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And thank you for sponsoring this episode of the final episode here at EMS World 2011. So, cool. Our lovely assistant will help you off the stage.
Hello.
And so... Right here, right where? Oh, hi, hey.
Right there.
So,
hello.
So, one thing this week that probably has been one of the unsung heroes of this show is Mr. Jamie Davis, the pod medic. He has not been on but one show. This is his show, and I'm just doing it. I don't know why, but everything you're seeing live this week and getting recorded and everything else. So, Jamie Davis, thank you so much. It's been... we couldn't have done it without you, of course, but we know that. So I've got a giveaway because we've got an innovation sponsor of this episode. It's Road ID, and we're going to give one away right now. This is a $35 card, so if you want it, run up here now. Road ID, $35.
Come on, guys. Come on. If you'd like a prize, come up.
Don't be shy because I can't throw it because it won't throw very well.
You can fling it.
Paper airplane it.
Does no one
Dude,
want,
it's good.
Does no one want the gift card?
I'll fling it.
Oh, goodness.
it's like Letterman.
Well, you could still
it's
come.
It's like Letterman.
Right. It's
ching.
No, yeah, that. Well,
we both thought
yeah,
of it.
That was,
yeah,
that was good, yeah.
We are so there.
We're also going to give you the Road ID piece that you can put this on your ankle. You can wear it on your wrist. So we're going to give you one of those, too.
Oh, God. You just type letters.
Great. I just brought the stream. I just brought the internet down.
Yeah, the whole internet.
The inner tubes are down now.
Wrecked all
Sorry
the
about
internet.
That. Sorry about that. So, Scott, you brought on your innovation person of the show for.
Yes.
Every year we like to bring on special people from around the show floor and talk about new and innovative products that we've seen. And last year we featured Bariatrics, and they came on, very cool device. And so this year we've got a selection of people that we want to bring on quickly and talk about their products. So, Scott, take it away. This is yours.
Well, in my 11 years as a paramedic, nothing has been debated more than airway management. Can paramedics intubate? Are they good enough at intubating? And every year I come here, you always see new products. You always see new things. And this one was actually pointed out by a friend of mine, and I just think it's absolutely amazing. So joining us from Intubrite is Todd McKinney to tell us a little bit about their laryngoscope leads that they have. How are you, Todd?
Great. I'm well. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
So also tell us what Intubrite is.
Yes.
Okay. And where you're located, how to find it. Let's not forget the website.
Okay.
We're all that.
So. Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Well, Intubrite is a new company. We've been around about 2 years. We've come up with a brand new light source and ergonomic package for innovating, and it's brought some great success in increasing capability in the field to successfully do first pass innovations. And we actually have some field data now that would say we can bring people up into the 90% for first pass innovation.
Really?
Regardless as to whether the airway is clean, dirty, otherwise. The major innovation here, and I don't know if you can see this.
That's so bright. Yeah, I can see
that's
it.
That's the point. Well, we've coupled LED technology to some ergonomics here, but we have two LEDs on this product. The first is an ultra-bright white LED that's tuned to the cooler colors of the spectrum, so we stay away from the reds and the yellows that give you a lot of glare and feedback, turned it down into the blues and the greens, a little bit of yellow, so it looks much like the new headlights you see on the highway that are kind of bluish in the distance. And then we have an ultraviolet LED that we've added to the mix here. Ultraviolet is invisible, as you may know, but it goes down into the airway and excites fluors in the tissues. We get anatomical definition. The bottom line is that you get much more light, much more friendly view, and much more anatomical definition. And this can cut through blood and emesis and other things in the airway and really allow paramedics to be able to see much better to place those tubes.
Now, one thing I really like about this product is when you're taught how to intubate, one of the major fail points that any paramedic student will tell you about is don't click the teeth, don't catch the teeth. And when I hold this in my hand and I think about intubating, the position that it puts your hand in ergonomically, it deters you from wanting to go like this, and it really encourages that up and away movement that's really going to give you that good view and that good picture.
Excellent.
And I really think that's neat. Hey, sign me up.
This handle is great. I like the finger grips because you get on scene, it's just the normal, you know, blade, and you're slipping, and you're like, ah. And this is great. You can grip it, and like Scott said, I feel like I can just rock forward. And I'm a small girl, and that's why I use Miller more often than not because it's less lift. And this feels like it's an easier lift, and it'll be easier for me to control as a smaller person to be able to go ahead and peer in. And I really like this ultraviolet. I feel like it'd give... I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, let's keep talking about it. Like, they're messing up their lights on the camera, too.
I'm sorry.
Are they disposable, non-disposable? What do you have available?
Oh, yeah.
The blades are disposable blades. Mm-hmm. We also have a reusable version available. But typically in the EMS world, most people are switching over into disposables for cross-contamination risk elimination. The handles themselves are guaranteed for life. Those are made in the USA out of solid billet aluminum, so they're never going to break. We have thousands of them out there in the field, and we've never had a failure. We have several different designs. These were actually designed by a paramedic in San Diego who says, you know, I'm intubating on my belly in somebody's living room floor. I'm naturally in the... You broke it, you buy it.
No. Oh, great. No. That wouldn't be the first time.
That's right.
You have a whole ambulance over there.
But it's just as you say, being in the position when you're canted forward to push and to lift is much better. We also have a straight version for those folks that say, hey, I've been intubating for 25 years. Give me a straight. So we've got it all. But the good news is we use a lithium power source in here that's good for over a year's use. So you don't have to worry about checking batteries and all that, and it's not expensive either. So
and do you supply those lithium power sources? And is it rechargeable or is it just one-time use?
No, the battery is it's a long-life battery, and matter of fact, we do have a version that is rechargeable. So even after a year, you can recharge this battery, and it's not an expensive battery. It's under $10.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. So where can we find out information about it?
Intubrite is on the web, intubrite.com. So we have lots of information on the web there. We're based in Vista, California. We have distributors all over the country. So if you get on our website, want to contact us, we'll get you visited and set up some discussion.
Great. Thank you so much
for
coming on. Great choice. That's good. That's excellent.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, coming up next, are you going to Vanna this one? Oh, no. Well, I thought we were doing the Furno thing next. Oh, we're going here. Oh, that's right. Dr. Bo Brow, right? Correct?
Bob Brow.
I'm the worst with last names.
You can call him anything but late for dinner.
Yeah. So we're going to talk. So we'd like to thank the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation for sponsoring our podcast studio today. And they've been great. So right now, since you're on, do you want to give away the T-shirt?
Sure.
All right. Anybody out there want a T-shirt? T-shirt? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Do
throw
I,
it.
I throw it?
But don't hit there. Show this, it. Oh, we got to show it.
Show
oh,
it.
We got to show the shirt.
Is this kind of like throwing the bouquet?
Yeah.
Push hard, push fast. Here. So what I'm afraid of is this could be basically whoever catches this is going to have a cardiac arrest. Or
whoever catches
is going to save someone.
Exactly.
All right.
So throw it that way. Don't hit the equipment like I did
very
earlier.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was a good one.
Carissa.
How was that?
Yeah. That was the best one.
You will save someone within 24 hours, guaranteed.
Were you a quarterback?
We're actually trying to convince Jamie to buy us one of the T-shirt guns.
Uh-huh.
I can hit like the 3800s from here with one of those things.
Yeah. That gets the crowd really riled up.
Yeah, well, and if you want one, you can go buy one at sca-aware.org. And you can go support the foundation there. So tell us a little bit about the foundation.
Well, I've been very fortunate to be involved with the foundation from Arizona. We have an issue now. We've had over 700 cardiac arrest survivors in the last several years. So it's created this need to help people with information and resources. People have survived cardiac arrest. It's a really interesting phenomenon. People have all kinds of questions after they've had cardiac arrest. And The foundation's really done a great job of linking up people with other cardiac arrest survivors so they can get accurate information and giving them resources. And so we've started a virtual chapter in Arizona of the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation. And we've had some live meetings and luncheons and things to get people together. So we're just starting out with that. It's really exciting.
Well, I think it's a great cause to really start bringing people's awareness that people do survive and that they're, you know, that they're still productive members of society. And it's really, I think it's about that. It really is.
That's huge. And it's actually sort of a common fallacy that people that survive cardiac arrest go on and have a lot of problems. In fact, about 80% of people that survive to hospital discharge are in great shape.
Wow.
And go on and have great lives. And we have, you know, we have hundreds of people in Arizona that have done that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your real job? What's your day job?
So my day job is I'm an emergency physician at Maricopa Medical Center. It's the public hospital in Phoenix. So I take care of all kinds of emergencies. But what my real passion is resuscitation. And so I kind of split my time as the EMS medical director for the Bureau of EMS and Trauma for the Department of Health in Arizona.
Wow. Yeah. So he's like the state medical director.
Yes.
I am
the state medical director.
You are the state medical director.
Like,
no, you're not like. He's like the state medical director in other places.
But it's been a great thing in the Department of Health in Arizona because, miraculously, they've focused on public health. Just think about how novel that is, a health department. So they don't just focus on regulation and regulatory stuff. They actually focus on improving public health. And I've been really fortunate to be in a place that's the health department's really partnered with fire departments, municipal fire departments all around the state, and hospitals, and we've set up a cardiac arrest system of care, and it's really been a great thing.
And public health is interesting because they look at it from a population point of view, and how can we impact population, not just one single episode, and that's really the piece of healthcare we've always been missing. So. I applaud that. I think it's great.
If you think about cardiac arrest, it really is it's a public health problem.
Yep.
It's a leading cause of death. And we've become kind of callous to people just dropping dead. And, you know, somewhere around 800 to 1,000 people drop dead every day in the country. Think about that. Today, that's going to happen. Tomorrow, it'll happen again.
And really, as we see a lot of the innovations, like some of the stuff Zoll had up here, and you know,
there's such a
push for community CPR,
right,
for more people to learn this. You're going to have more and more stories to tell.
That's exactly right. It's a great thing. And that's really what gets me so interested in this and kind of captures my imagination. We know some communities more and more around the country are actually dramatically improving survival, but overall, for the entire country, we actually haven't yet done that. So there's huge variation from location to location in survival. And so that's really that's all of our carrot to change that.
It kind of gives a face to it all, too. It's not just another person you're working. They could survive this and have a normal life. Because most of the time you get kind of jaded and you're like, it's another code and they're going to be a vegetable. And you just really think that, no, this stuff makes you aware of just how many people go on and have normal function of society.
That's a great point. So I think what happened is, you know, traditionally the way we used to do CPR, sort of what I call kind of half-assed CPR. Can I say that on air?
Absolutely.
So
there goes our clean tank. No.
Kind of CPR, you know, sort of watching your, you know, as you're looking at your watch and, you know, how much more do I have to do as you're going into the emergency department. And it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. In fact, we had very few survivors doing CPR like that. But when we actually do it right and we focus on, I saw one of your speakers was talking about perfusion and how important that is, that's really what likely matters the most, is generating and limiting interruptions to forward blood flow. And we can do it.
And you know, it's interesting. When I got my paramedic, I'm sure way back when you got your paramedic, you were looking at a situation where airway was such the priority. Airway was such the priority.
So we didn't do CPR for minutes on end.
Exactly. And now, you know, it was like, you know, airway. Okay, now check the breathing. Are they breathing? No. Give 2 breaths.
And once you finally got that airway in, what'd you do?
Right.
You bagged the heck out of them, right?
Exactly.
Because, and so we got really good at killing people.
Yeah,
because that's what we all did. But it's a new era.
Right. And my point is this last set of AHA guidelines that came out prioritizes CPR and circulation so much. And I look at it, and it's like, we got it. This is the right direction.
For the first 8 minutes of our cardiac arrest with our new protocols that just rolled out on September 1st, we have a non-rebreather on the patient, and we are focused on compression only, and the EMT is doing compressions. I'm getting an IO, first line medicine, stay on the chest, and just keep it on a rhythm.
Where is that? What city?
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana, great. Yes. So you know where that kind of all originated? That sort of originated in Arizona.
Oh.
And, yeah, right. Out of the Sarver Heart Center in Tucson. And so we actually have been doing that since about 2004. And back then, think about going around and telling people to do that in 2004.
People you're crazy.
Oh, no, yeah.
Wesley said that one time, and everyone's like, airway. No, and Dr. Wesley's like,
eh. It was worse than that. We had a lot of ripe fruit thrown at us.
I get that. I understand that, because sometimes when you're innovating a little bit, people are like, it doesn't sound like that's going to work. And you're like, I know it is, and you just continue on. Doc, thank you so much. What you guys are doing there is absolutely amazing. And SCA-aware.org, how can people find you? I mean, do you want email? Do you want fan mail or hate mail?
I don't really need any more email. I got a lot of email. But we have also, with the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation, we have a Department of Health website where we post all of this for free. Every protocol, all the papers, everything. What we all hope is that someone downloads it. We have training videos for free. It's azshare.gov. And again, it's the Department of Health. There's nothing sold at all on it.
Great.
Awesome.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, if you ever move to Colorado, come be my medical director.
Okay.
I love my medical director, so if he's watching, hi. So thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. So coming up next is my innovation sponsor from the my innovation winner from the show floor. I think oftentimes in our industry, we look at things and we continue to do it over and over again just because it's the same way we've always done it. Taking in the cot into the house, carrying a patient out in probably a way we probably shouldn't have done, doing a walk-up of 5, 10, 15, 20 flights. So I actually heard about this about a year ago, and joining us today is a representative from Furno. I didn't get your name yet.
Pete Sansone.
It's underneath there. There we
got
go.
It.
Okay, all right. So you do have audio. There you go. Yeah, she's the Vanna.
Okay.
So Pete Sansone,
you got
from
it.
Furno. And where are you from? Like,
I'm
what
actually
part?
From St. Louis, so I cover the Midwestern United States, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Hold it up. There you go. Perfect.
You got it.
Yeah. Great. Okay, good. Perfect. So in our service, we use a PowerFlex cot, but we also have to remind me again the name of the current stair chair?
The 5090 Easy Glide stair
chair. Yeah, the Easy Glide. So this one's different because it's powered.
It's powered.
And it's cool the way it's powered. So give us a brief demonstration of how that works, and Anne will help you out with it, and she'll hold the mic for you. And maybe we can walk us through why a powered stair chair is really cool, because you know you can use a stair chair going downstairs,
right?
But coming back up is a little harder. So
right.
Show us this is great.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing about it is our industry is changing. I mean, there's
right.
no doubt about it. You know, and it's getting heavier and heavier as far as the patients are to try and get out of places. So, you know, as you said, you know, the chairs were great going downstairs, but what do we do about getting upstairs? So, you know, we've talked to many people. Said, man, if you could add power to that stair chair, you'd really have something. So we're listening. We're listening to the industry. So again, as you mentioned, we now have the ability with the Easy Glide stair chair with power tracks to power up the stairs with a 500-pound patient, okay, just by pushing a couple of hand controls. So it, you know, the one of the greatest things about this too is that we can actually upgrade this in the field. You know, we got so many customers who are using the Easy Glide right now, and it's going to be so nice for these guys to be able to, just by unscrewing four screws and removing a gas cylinder, to upgrade their current Easy Glide chair to a powered chair, being, again, able to go upstairs. So it's really phenomenal, and as far as the functionality is concerned, we wanted to make this really easy, you know? So if you can see the hand controls here, there's actually a minus button, and there's also a plus button. So minus, let's go downstairs.
Right.
Plus, let's go upstairs. Okay, and it is a wireless control. It has an adjustment to it, so you can actually see it.
Nice.
So if you're a little bit shorter, you need to adjust it. You know, you need to be able to see the screen here. So I simply just push the button here, and it powers the chair backwards as I tilt it back.
Well, they were showing me too that you can actually cantilever it out. And here, I can take the mic if you want. There you go. Good.
Gotcha.
All right. So you can actually use the stair chair on flat surfaces. So if you're trying to go through the house or whatever, you can use the power to actually drive it out.
Absolutely. Or even up, you know, steep, you know, inclinations where you got, you know, pavement and things like that. You could actually even crawl it up crawl
okay,
up that as well.
Okay, run the buttons again because he's going to show that.
And again, yeah, here, you just push the plus button here. It actually would go
back. And it doesn't even have to be that far back, they were
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, you know, and it's great. It's and you can really use the controls to help you tip it back to the right inclination on the steps. So it's phenomenal. And as far as the power is concerned, you know, we've got a removable 28-volt Milwaukee lithium-ion battery. It just pops right out and pops in. We can get about 22 to 27 flights of stairs with about a 250-pound patient on it. So
wow.
On one battery charge.
That's
and, you
that's
know, one
incredible.
Of the things, yeah, we wanted to make it easy, too. You know, the one that we didn't want to have a proprietary battery system. We wanted to make it easy for these guys, if they do need a battery, that they can go to their local hardware store, wherever they sell Milwaukee products, to actually get that particular battery.
So when I've used stair chairs in the past, what the thing that annoys me is if you started an IV or you use an oxygen, you guys didn't bring it, but they have an oxygen cylinder holder that slides right in here, and you can put the oxygen on it,
yeah,
wrap it up,
great.
And it stays on there. And guess what it has, too?
It's
got
IV
that
bowl.
IV bowl in the chair. I'm telling you, this is one of the coolest products I've seen in a long time. And you guys are really innovating. I mean, Furno, this is, I got to tell you, this is a way to reduce injuries in our industry. It's a way for us to take care of patients properly and use the tools the way they're supposed to be designed.
Absolutely.
And Chris nailed it. You know, I don't see a bigger risk with these track stair chairs than going upstairs. We still do calls in basements. We still do calls on subfloors. And nothing is worse than those awkward lifts. Because, you know, preferably if I'm going upstairs, it's nice to be able to do like a four-person lift if you
right.
don't have the power tracks. But if you're in a narrow staircase, that's not always possible. So having that and having the flexibility to do that and just somebody at the bottom to control it is phenomenal.
Right.
So
it's fantastic.
What a great feature. And you're right. This is saving jobs and this is saving careers. I mean,
yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of older medics that are out there. And, hey, listen, if we can prolong their retirement, you know, keep some of these guys in the field who've had knowledge, you know, so much knowledge and so much experience, we need these guys. And if we can, you know, keep them out here a little bit longer, hopefully this is a product that can help do that.
You guys are great. Thank
yeah.
you so much for
Absolutely.
Showing us that.
Oh, it's great to be here.
I love it. And if you want to find out more information, where do they go?
Absolutely. Just check us out at fernoems.com. And there's going to be more information on the webpage to follow. And there's, you know, several other products there, too. Again, Furno, you know, a lot of people had no idea that Furno carries so many different products with the total safety solutions theme with backboards and bags. And, you know, there's a lot that we can offer for the back of the ambulance. So it's fantastic.
And when will – this isn't – it's currently not available. It's, what, about 30, 45 more days?
Yeah, we're
right?
looking at okay. sometime in October.
Perfect.
So we're getting real close. And, it's you know, we're really excited. We expect well, even at the show here, I'll tell you what. We've been really busy. This is the busiest show that I've been to since I've been at Furno.
Wow.
Just because when's the last time we've had such innovative products come out?
Great.
It's been a long time. So we're really excited.
I love it. Thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Joining us. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I am. I'm very speechless when I see things like this that make our job easier and like you said, keep people in the industry longer. That's what it's about. And I really feel short all of a sudden. I need a phone book.
You know, I said I would try to slouch, and it's just not happening. Normally I do.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
time
it.
For giveaway.
Woo. Oh.
Let folks know they can.
What are we giving away?
Oh, coupons. Road ID. No. Road ID.
Wait, Road ID?
Yep, Road ID, baby. There's another $35 gift card from Road ID.
My mic is kind of going crazy there.
$35 gift card from Road ID. There's no. Oh, hey. There you go. Perfect. Are you coming? When's your pick on? It's next. Perfect. Okay, great. Okay, great. After your pick. You get a pick?
I get a pick.
No.
Yes. I always get a pick. And my pick is always the best one.
I know. Well, it's sweet because it's right across the way.
It is.
And wait. By the way, we want to throw out a little love to everybody that's had to listen to us. Leader. The ambulance manufacturer right next to us had some of the best tchotchkes from the show floor. And
yeah.
could you give me what they had over there?
Tchotchkes.
It's right under the, yep, there you go.
Schwag.
Perfect. The swag. Tchotchkes.
That's Horton.
There we go.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Horton.
Horton
emergency
food?
Vehicles.
Horton emergency vehicles, but they're Leader.
Yes.
Leader.
Yep, Leader emergency vehicles. And they had caramel corn. I mean, when you're on the show floor and you need something to eat, just go by there.
Better.
That's great. So thank you for listening to us this whole time and enduring us. and thanks for the good caramel corn. Thank you, guys. So, Natalie, go ahead.
Okay, I chose IPCR, which is, this is Dion Nugent from IPCR. Tell us a little bit about IPCR, Dion.
IPCR is an electronic patient care reporting system for the iPad, something that we released earlier this year that we want to use to take patient care reporting kind of the next level. And it's basically is a result of the perfect marriage between hardware and software, the iPad and electronic PCRs. So we're debuting here at the show, and the response has just been unbelievable.
Yeah. And who loves technology more than us geeks here at the podcast studio? And, you know, I don't really like, oh, come on, you're not a geek. I don't like paperwork. I'll be honest, most of us don't like redundant paperwork, writing chest pain, chest pain, chest pain, chest pain a million times in our PCR. The great thing about iPCR is that they have a copy feature for when you're putting in your nitro administration. Hit copy, it'll come up for nitro when you hit copy four times. I don't have to keep typing it in. I know at my service you keep typing it in. And sometimes I forget. I'll put in one and they say, you only gave one nitro? No, I gave in three, but well, you didn't type it in three times. This is just so much easier. Also, it just kind of auto-fills. Once you type in one thing, it kind of just goes through. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure, no problem. You know, when we first went into development, typically software companies have a bad habit of developing products in an engineering environment and then throwing it out to the public and saying, hey, what do you think of it? And the downside of that, of course, is that inevitably you have to reinvent as you go. And we decided to do this a little bit differently. What we wanted to do is get early medic input. We wanted the boots on the ground to give us the information, what they want. Not the administrators, although they have their own specific needs, but people who are doing the work, people that are providing the patient care. And we got some real specific feedback. Surprise, people want less clicks. They want, no, don't lose my info. They want low redundancy. They want automated entry. So what we did was we built an application that made it so you only had to enter something once. And that carries throughout the application. It's automated in the sense that you don't have to worry about following up on that. So if you're having to do different types of treatment, you can enter within normal limits. You don't have to go through and tag everything individually. If you want to create a tag in a matter of time and go back and fill it out, you can do that, meaning you don't have to submit it all at once. The most important thing that we wanted to do was really make sure that there was no data loss. There's a lot of programs out there where you'll start a tag, you'll work on it for 15, 20 minutes, and you have to kind of remember, gee, where was I at? Or where's the data? So the real key components for us were less clicks, no redundancy, and don't lose my data. And we really hit it out of the park with that. And I hate to say it, but it's really not that complicated.
Well, other companies can make that complicated sometimes. But, you know, because I came over and grilled you. I said, how do you get over this? And what was that? And he answered my questions. And your NMSIS 3.0 compliant, which is important. But it also has security built in. And I think that I used to be the EMS data guy for the state of Colorado. And I, you know, my biggest fear is security. You know, this thing attaches to iTunes. And are they going to see my patient data? Is there some weird way about that? And he's like, no. Every report goes instantly back to our web servers, and it's all hosted by us. And I'm like, perfect. And it's all wiped once that record's done.
Absolutely.
And that, to me, was a big selling point.
And there's also a QI function on it as well, which he showed me yesterday,
I can't wait to see that.
Which is crazy important from the administrative side. I'm not an administrator, but I've spent time with my FTOs lately, and we've talked a lot about QI and different aspects of the field. And I know they want something that's easy that they can click and say, how was our area? I know where I work at the board, there's areas. How is my area doing on safety? How are we doing intubations? And it's just, it's so easy. Just, you look at it, oh, QI, click, click, click.
Really?
And you have just bars. Wow. I mean, it's just, it's going to revolutionize the patient care report. Yeah. And that's why I chose them. They're a new company, and I want to give them kudos for that. Just for thinking ahead and saying, we have the technology. It's kind of, whenever seat belts were new, it's like, why am I going to put this belt across my lap? And now it's kind of like, we have iPads, we have this kind of technology, why not use it? In 20 years, this is going to be standard, and these guys are in the front of the field.
Yeah.
So, Dion, thank you so much for putting up with us.
You're right across the way, so where can people find out about information about you?
They can see us on our website at www.ipcremS.com, or you can see the product download for free on iTunes. And if you have any questions, just contact our office, and we're happy to help you out.
Very cool.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to add. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Did you hear about our educational outreach program?
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Perfect. Thank you.
This is something we're really passionate about. You know, we're kind of a dichotomy, our company. We're what I would consider to be a 19-year-old startup. We've been in business for 19 years. We have roughly 22,000 customers. And our history, our heritage is medical billing, practice management software, healthcare technology as a whole. But what we wanted to do was we wanted to do something a little unique. In the 90s, we offered our billing product to Heald Institute and Western Career College, and it was a great benefit because students that were graduating from these schools knew how to use these products, and physicians would actually purchase them, and it would work in the field. They automatically move forward. Now, we're taking that to the next level. In the EMS product, what we're going to be doing is offering IPCR to all educational institutes throughout the country.
Wow.
ALS, BLS, first aid, any medically-based treatment. They'll be able to provide the software, training, support, installation, and ongoing needs configuration, as well as administration. We're doing this at 100% no cost, and something we're going to be doing. This is our kind of contribution to the EMS 2.0 campaign.
Nice.
We really want to make a difference. We know that, you know, as a medic, maybe if they're using it in school and they graduate, it's not like the ambulance company is going to go out tomorrow and buy IPCR, and we understand and acknowledge that. That's not why we're really doing it. It's a long-term branding thing, but we really want to make a contribution and let the people that are the boots on the ground have access to the cutting-edge technology when it's new.
Well, but you know what? In paramedic school, and I am an old paramedic, thank you very much, but even the ones today, though, if they're newer, even in EMT school, they're not really taught how to write reports other than pen
right,
and paper.
Right.
And the first day on the job, they're handed something and said, all right, you will be data entry person on a computer device, and, right. and this is getting it right in their hands from day one, and I love that.
And it's easy, too.
It's great.
You can use it. There you go. Here you go, paramedic. Let's enter some vitals, and then there again, you QI, you can look through their reports and say, well, I think you're lacking in this aspect, or you can, it's feedback ASAP, whenever you
right.
need it. That's so important in education.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for
thank
having us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it,
really
great job. I loved it, yeah.
Love it.
Thanks.
Great innovation spot, or great innovations. I love it. So we're coming to you from the Zoll sponsored podcast, and we're coming to you from the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation podcast studio.
Yes.
And coming up next is Anne, Caring Anne's. Sorry. I'm getting waved at by Carissa. What do you want?
You got another t-shirt.
Oh, another t-shirt, but there everybody's gone. Wait, there, whoa, hey, there they are. All right. So which one is this? Is this another one of, oh yeah. See, I love this thing.
Can I have one?
No.
Catch
no.
For me.
Yeah. No, no. Though they're not catching it for you. All right, here it comes. All right. Whoa. That was the second best throw of the show. Thank you, Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation. You can go to their website and purchase them at sca-aware.org. sca-aware.org. So Anne, our lovely assistant, Caring Anne.
How are you?
Good.
It's
so it's not working, but we'll get it up. So the yours was...
It's working.
Okay, it's working. So anytime that I've been pretty tired this week or felt really hot because we're in Vegas and it's like 120 billion degrees outside, I just walked over to this booth, which was right behind us here, and talked to my good friend, Fergus, and he would set us up with something really cool and really awesome.
Quite literally.
Quite literally. It is the coolest thing.
Coolest thing at the show.
It's the coolest thing in the show. And they're setting it up. So I am just impressed with all the cool things that are coming out this year as far as innovative things and just things that are done by paramedics.
It shows you how our industry is growing.
Yep.
We're not just saying, we're not okay with the status quo.
Right.
We're saying, you know what? This is our career. Let's make it better.
And I mean, this is my third major conference.
Right.
And just walking around the floor here, just the stuff that I'm seeing is, it's staggering. You know, you look at ambulance designs. You look at intubation products, you look at some of the cooling products, perfect for Vegas. I mean, they couldn't have picked a better show, you know what I mean? You look at a lot of the EP starts, everybody is stepping up their game.
Right.
And
well, but it's that, and it's, I guess maybe where I'm more technology oriented and I love things that change all the time. And it's hard in our industry because we kind of get dinosaurish, but you know, when you come up with something new and innovative, it's important to get it out there. This is a great place to do it.
Yeah.
And when it's somebody like me, woo, that thing's cold. I can feel it from here. No, But it's important for us to make that happen. So, Anne, tell us all about it with Fergus.
So this is a great product that we that discovered walking around the floor. And I thought about it, and why I liked it is because it can help the provider. And there's a big event going on this week in Nevada, Burning Man, and I'm thinking about all of the situations that are coming up, and they said that they're treating people from heat exhaustion and dehydration and how this would help out with that. So, Fergus, will you tell us a little bit more about your product?
Thanks, Ann. With EMS Innovations, we were pursuing down, like a lot of folks, with the hypothermic resuscitation, and so we have an application that will work for here with the cooling unit. And then we said, how can we take this to the next level? Why buy it, a one pony show thing? And so we got into the responder rehab. And so with our machine here and through the manifold, you can hook up four different attachments. And right now we have the cooling pad, as you can feel, is quite chilled, so you can drop the core temperature down very quickly. I'm wearing a vest that's, one size fits all and adjustable. And then we have the cooling chair that you can set in, put your arms in here. You're not, long gone have been the the drop your elbows in ice and have it hurt and that kind of thing. And so very, very passively you're running just water through the system, wicks the heat away from you, chills you down to the core. The water goes back in, gets rechilled, and just continues through the closed system. So it is just water without glycol or anything, so you don't have a hazmat. If you do spring a leak, not a hazard in your ambulance if you're using it or in a rehab station. So what we've done is put together a suite that we can build for folks with the whole rehab of our responders in mind, putting them in a structure and have this center as the cornerstone.
So, because I asked you yesterday, I said, so if I buy this, if I wanted to, I said, well, I want something that will do rehab, which is important because firefighters definitely need that. But you said, well, it also does patient cooling. I'm like, well, yeah, that's so smart. And you even have like a beanie hat that works, and you've got the whole patient piece. And I thought that's ingenious. So you have one thing that does multiple different types of rehab, and I love that, and patient cooling.
And we also can hook up four full pads, very similar to this, for mortuary care, for temporary mortuary care.
Smart.
Of four fatalities. So if you're out in an area and you're waiting for that, refrigerated transportation to get there. So with all those things in mind, our catchy name became the interchangeable cooling environment. So it is very interchangeable.
How cold is it?
Right now.
How cold will it go?
We can get it down to 36 degrees.
I want her to turn blue. Can we make that happen?
Well, you can lay her on this. She will get chilled. Nice. Absolutely.
And
right now,
that's
only 40. You can feel that. That's 45 degrees.
Wow.
And you can feel
That's noticeable.
Anytime this week that I was I was just tired and I just needed 10 minutes of pick-me-up, I'd go lay on that thing and I felt great.
So refreshing.
It is refreshing. And great job. Where can we find out more information about this innovative product that's really super cool? Those are great plugs for you, by the way.
The coolest thing in Responder Rehab is available at emsinnovations.com. Information's there.
Perfect.
We can hook you up, whoever your regional person might be. We do have these out in the field, so just call us up. We'll love to come by your house and the stations or wherever and give demos. Love it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You guys are great, and it's very cool.
So that's going to wrap up part one of the finale episode from EMS World Expo. We'll be gathering in with part two next week here. And I do want to urge you to check out the links for everything discussed in this episode, including the product innovators, all over at medicacast.com/blog. If you'd like to get back in touch with me, send those emails in to podmedic@mac.com or follow up with me over on Facebook or Twitter under the handle podmedic. That's it. We'll be back with part two next week from EMS World Expo in Las Vegas, wrapping up our coverage of this year's conference.